Good morning.
Greetings from Kenya. We love the Lord back in Kenya. And this is a privilege. Every time I'm given an opportunity to speak to the people of God, it's always a privilege, it's always an opportunity. And I really want to thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to come this morning and to share God's word with the people of God. I'm really excited about the topic I want to share this morning, because I believe that this is one of the areas that the body of Christ truly needs to have an understanding. There is a lot of confusion in the body of Christ, which is very unnecessary. But one of the gifts that the church has is to always hear the voice of God. The Bible says that the sheep knows the voice of the shepherd. And so it's important for the church to be discerning to know God's voice in this season. And it's an area that it's also hard to teach. I'm really trying to compose myself to be able to, you know, narrow down everything that I want to share with us this morning in this service. And I'm praying that the Spirit of God will help me. I want to share on how to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. How to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And I was really thinking and praying last night. I was taking a lot of time with the Spirit of God to really trying to construct my message again and to put down a few things that I wanted to share with us this morning. And in the night, the Lord began to show me a few things. I would really not want to go into details because we have very limited time, but I want to try to pick on some of the things that I feel are important. This topic is not very easy to teach, in the sense that hearing the voice of the Spirit is an experience that takes your walk with God. It is something you need to continuously allow the Spirit of God to help you to know what to do. And so there is no precise single path or one way to hear the voice of the Spirit. You need to allow the Spirit of God to teach you and help you know which path is taking with you as an individual to hear his voice. So I'm not coming with a pattern that each one of us has to follow, but I want to simply give us a guidance or a structure that can be able to help us. Even as the Spirit of God helps us, we can be able to have a structure that will help us to build a relationship with him and to begin to discern his Spirit. So whatever I'm going to share with us is not a single pattern that each one of us has to follow. Every one of us has a way God speaks to them. And the way God speaks to each one of us is different. The experience God is taking each one of us is different. So there is no standard for how God speaks to an individual. But I want to bring us into a structure that will help you even as we grow in hearing God. The Bible says in the book of Romans, and I think that will be where I'll start my teaching from. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter number 8, reading from verse 14 and 16, interestingly, the Bible says a very powerful thing that I would want us to begin our discussion from. In verse number 14, the Bible says that for as many are as led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. One of the authentic ways to know that you are growing in sonship in the kingdom of God is your ability to hear from Him. If you can't hear clearly the voice of God, then there is a problem with your sonship. Sonship is the revelation of how close you are relating with Him. When you begin to walk with the Spirit of God, there are things He begins to teach you that develops your relationship with God. Now, God is interested in having a relationship and a personal relationship with each one of us. God is a relationship being. He desires to walk with us so closely, and He desires to have a relationship with us. And as we grow in relationship with Him, we realize that we begin to know Him closely. And in knowing Him closely, our sonship, our place in God increases. So one of the ways you know that your Christian journey is productive is not when you walk in miracles. It is not when you preach a good sermon. One of the ways you know that your Christian journey is productive is when you begin to develop intimate relationship with Him. Christianity, in the way we have defined it, is wrong, because many people define Christianity from the experiences that we see in the pulpit, which is not true. Christianity is more than what we see in the pulpit. Christianity is more than healings and deliverances and the move of the Spirit of God that we see. Christianity is more of our relationship with the Spirit of God than the experiences that we have with Him. So having an experience with the Holy Spirit does not mean that you know Him. There are people who speak in tongues, but they do not know the Spirit of God. There are people who walk in healings, but they do not know the voice of the Spirit. There are people who have been in Christianity for a long time, but they don't know who the person of the Spirit is. In fact, let me say this. Many people have read the Bible. Many people are good Christians. Many people, are good church members. Many people have been taught about Jesus. One of the areas where the church needs to begin to grow in is their personal relationship with the person of the Spirit. So, Romans begins to teach us that one of the ways you know that you are a son is not through miracles. One of the ways you know you are a son is when you begin to hear with preciseness and accuracy His voice. And there are so many errors in the body of Christ because people have put a wall to His voice. There are so many mistakes happening in the lives of people that within one instant of hearing His voice, the error will be taken away. If by any chance God would give us the privilege to hear His voice, the church would not be the way we are. The strength of the church is not in moving in miracles. The strength of the church is walking accurately according to his will. The moment the church begins to walk by the will of God, the church will enter its authority and the church will begin to walk in power. Power that the church requires to walk in is a product of the church walking in the will of God. And the only way the church can walk precisely in the will of God is when the church begins to hear him. When we don't hear God, we miss to walk in the will of God. The most important thing in the body of Christ is when the body of Christ begins to know his will, his mind, his desires at a particular generation. So, this is a very difficult, topic to really teach. But I believe the Holy Spirit will help us. Now, principally, every believer is designed to walk by his leadership. We were designed to walk according to the will of God. Every believer. So every believer has an inbuilt sensitivity to the voice of God. Whether you are deaf physically, there is an inbuilt ability in you to hear his voice. In fact, nobody should depend on another to hear the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is available to speak to every believer. He has given us the ability individually to hear his voice. Nobody should replace the voice of the Spirit in a believer's life. God has designed us, not even me as a pastor, should be a bridge between me and the people I pastor to hear the voice of God. Everybody should have personal connection with the person of the Spirit. We may pray for you. We may teach the word of God. We may encourage you. But when it comes to hearing the voice of God, you must hear the voice of God yourself. Amen. So principally, every believer should walk according to the will of God. Now, the concept of the voice of God is not limited to speakings. Let me begin by that. The concept of the voice of God is more than English. The concept of the voice of God is more than speaking Greek. The concept of the voice of God is more than the physical or the language of human understanding. That means every time God speaks, he has a way he speaks. There is a language of the Spirit of God. The first thing the believer must understand is that God can speak English, but that is not the language of God. Amen. So the reality of God's speakings, the reality of how God speaks is more than English. This is why many people are unproductive when it comes to hearing the voice of God. Because we feel or we think God will speak to us in the language that is used to us. The language of the Spirit of God is light. So, it means every time the Spirit of God speaks to his people, he does not speak English, he speaks light. This is why An angel can appear to you and he will be quiet, but your spirit is speaking what he's saying to you. The Spirit of God does not have to speak English before you can hear him. In the realm of the Spirit, everything speaks, including the chairs you are sitting on. In the realm of the Spirit, everything has a voice. So the voice of the realm of the Spirit is beyond the language of men. For a believer to be able to tap into the speakings of the Spirit of God, the first thing you must understand is how the Spirit speaks. So how does the Spirit of God speak? The Bible says in Psalms chapter number 119, verse number 130, that by the entry of his word gives light. So every time the voice of God comes, light has come. Now, every man is a spirit first, but that spirit is hosted in a body. The body of a man and the spirit are two different realms. Now, this is why God has given us the soulish realm, so that the soulish realm becomes a bridge between the spirit and the body. Now, the realities of the spirit cannot be comprehended by the body unless there is an interpretation. This is why you can have peace in the spirit, but there is anxiety in the physical. You can have joy in the spirit, but you are crying in the physical. So when you look at what is happening in the spirit sometimes and what is happening in the physical, they are two different things. You can see a dream in the spirit that is scary, but in the physical you wake up and you are very comfortable. You can have encounter with demons in the spirit, but when you wake up, things are just okay. So the speakings of the spirit cannot be interpreted with the language of men. You remember when in the book of Daniel, the Bible says, and a hand appeared to the king, and the hand began to write physically. And they were able to see what the hand was saying. But they brought men to interpret what the hand was saying. And physically, nobody could interpret that language. And the Bible says that they invited Daniel. And by the Spirit, Daniel was able to understand the language. In the physical, it was impossible for any man to understand what the Spirit was saying until the Spirit of God himself revealed what he was speaking. So the language of the Spirit cannot be understood with English until it is well interpreted. So the concept of the voice of God is not limited to the speakings of English. However, I want you to understand that the concept of the voice of God is a representation of all spiritual channels and pathways that God uses to communicate with his will and his intent. So the concept of the voice of God is every spiritual available channels that God uses to speak his intent and to speak his will. That means when God speaks, There is a thought he wants you to capture in his speakings. There is his will that he wants you to capture. He may use an animal to communicate to you. If you are able to capture the thoughts of God in that animal, you have still captured his will and he has spoken to you. God may use the trees to speak to you. If you are able to capture the thoughts of God in the movements of the trees, he has still communicated to you. God may use your spouse to speak to you. God may use your children to speak to you. Any available channel that God can use to communicate is still his voice. So one of the reasons why people don't hear the Spirit of God is because people have limited the way God should speak to them. Many people are waiting for God to speak to them in dreams. Many people are waiting for God to speak to them through prophecy. Many people are waiting for God to speak to them, you know, in one direction. I want to tell you that God has so many ways he can minister to us and speak his will to us. You must be open to the voice of God. God can use an event to communicate his will to you. Now, where the problem begins is that you need to understand that the principal channel of God's voice is not prophecy. The principal channel of God's voice is not dreams. The principal channel of the voice of God is his word. His word. If you are not accurate on his word, every voice can bring you to error. The only balance is that, first of all, you must be equipped with the word of God. The word of God is like a sieve that helps you to sieve every voice that comes your way. Because you need to know that when God opens your eyes to see, you will not only see angels, you will see demons, you will see angels, you will see encounters that are not from the realm of God. So, for you to be stable in hearing God, you must be stable in doctrine. If you are unstable in the word, you can't hear the voice of God. This is why it is dangerous for a believer to desire to hear the voice of God without desiring the purity of the word of God. The reason why we have errors in the body of Christ is because people are zealous, people are praying, people, you know, desire to hear the voice of God. People are connected with the prophetic, but they do not have purity in the word. And where the problem begins, this is the danger in the prophetic. This is why many people prostitute the prophetic. Because the prophetic is an opening in the spirit where you can pick the impulses of the spirit. But you see, the prophetic has two dimensions. The first dimension is seeing. The second dimension is interpretation. So if you see and you do not have the ability to interpret, it's still error. So seeing alone is not enough. You must have the ability to see and then have the ability to interpret. If you can't interpret correctly, whether you saw correctly, there is still a problem. The ability to interpret is your richness in the word. You can pray, and when you start praying, the Spirit of God will open your eyes to see. But until you have the ability to interpret, you will still lead people in error. Let me give you an example. A prophet, a very senior prophet, powerful, very accurate man of God, was in a conference, and a dear woman of God wanted to hear from the Lord. And so he approached the prophet, and the prophet had a word for her. But before the prophet would speak, the protocol team took the prophet away. So this dear woman followed the prophet, and the prophet was just about to get into his car. And the woman asked the prophet if the prophet had a word. And the prophet said, the Lord is speaking to me, and the Lord is saying, I'm seeing a problem in your family, and your mother is in witchcraft. And then the prophet left. So this lady was with a body of information that she did not know what to do with. Number one, she has the information that the mother is in witchcraft, but she does not understand the scope of what the mother is into and how to deal with it. Now, do you know what happens? She left that place in anger, furious with the mother. She connected all her problems to the mother. And instead of this lady being helped, she got into a place. She did not speak to the mother again. She did not, you know, their relationship broke from that day. Many people are in problems of relationships because of I hear from the Lord. And in the ability to hear from God, they do not have the technology to interpret what they are hearing from the Lord. People have seen dreams. Back in Kenya, a powerful gospel minister died, and the husband saw a dream. The husband was in the place of prayer. He saw a dream. And in this dream, she saw that this lady was in hell. And this man rose from the dream, picked his Bible, and started going around the nation preaching against women being in the pulpit, women preaching. And it became a doctrine. How did it begin? It began with zeal. It began with passion. But there was no ability to sieve from the lenses of the scriptures. I must say, every voice, it doesn't matter whether it's the voice of Jesus heard, it must be brought back to the lenses of the scriptures. The Bible says, he has lifted his word above his name. It doesn't matter what you hear. It doesn't matter how powerful the encounter is. It must first of all be brought back to the lenses of the scriptures. This is where we must begin from. If we are going to be accurate, if God is going to trust us with his voice, it must begin from the word. If you want to accurately hear the voice of God, start depending on the word. It is from the word where your eyes will open. In fact, If you never see vision, if you never see dreams, and you hear the word from the voice, I mean the voice from the word, you are still capable to live a life that is fulfilling. If you never encounter a prophet in life, but you are reading your word, you are safe. You are safe. You are safe. If you encounter a prophet, well and good. But if by any chance you never meet a prophet in your life, but you are reading the word, you are safe. The voice of God is well given to us from the word. The word carries every dimension of his voice. You need to live an effective life. So quickly, how do we hear the voice of God? Let me try to explain a few things in a few minutes and then we pray. How do we hear the voice of the Holy Spirit? Now that we know everything starts from the place of the word, how do we hear his voice? Number one, I want you to know the voice of God is atmosphere dependent. Atmosphere dependent. The voice of God, God does not just speak anyhow, anywhere. God is atmosphere dependent spirit. There is an atmosphere you must create for him to speak. Then there is an environment God requires to speak to his people. This is why he says, I believe it's in the book of Isaiah. I'll get the verse. The book of Isaiah. The Bible says that be still. Be still. There is a dimension of, you know, there is a way you must position yourself if you are ever going to hear the Spirit of God. This is why every voice of God begins from intentional relationship. If you want to hear the voice of God, there are many voices speaking to us. For you to come to the place of discerning the voice of God, you must first of all begin to have an intentional relationship. Intentional. Intentional. That means it will begin from the place of reading the word daily, intentionally. Building relationship. Now, I know some of you are struggling to hear what I'm saying. The first time we met with her, I had struggles when she was communicating. But as we continue to stay, now we have known each other for 13 years. We have lived in one house. We have ate together. In these 13 years, I've realized that every day I'm learning to know her voice. I don't have a problem in hearing what she's saying. Some of you may speak and I'm like, okay, I didn't get what you're saying. But I can hear more clearly because our relationship is helping me to discern our voice more. When you continuously give yourself to fellowship, what begins to happen is that your discernment begins to grow. You will begin to hear the Spirit of God more clearly, and you can discern. Every mother knows. I don't know that it happens here. My wife gave birth, and it's funny. In Africa, sometimes we carry all our children to church. And sometimes all the children can be crying outside, playing, and they're all crying. But it's funny. If my son cries and my mother is in, my wife is in the church, she doesn't have to struggle. She'll just walk out and pick her son in the midst of other children. Because they have a relationship. There is a connection. Now, as you have fellowship with the person of the Spirit, one of the things that will begin to happen to you is that you will begin to discern the voice of God. Whether he speaks in a still voice, whether he speaks by touching you, whether he speaks by the trees, your discernment will begin to grow. But it begins from relationship. So we must be intentional to have a personal relationship with God. If you want to take away distractions, if you want to take yourself away from the happenings of the world, you must be intentional with relationship. There is a time where you must create for God, where you shut everything around you and you are left with God. Shut everything around you. Shut your phone. Shut communication. Shut the things happening around you and remain to relate with him. That is how to hear him begins. Relationship. The second thing. You need to understand that the Spirit of God leads us or speaks to us through impressions. He speaks to us through impressions, through convictions. There are tappings of the Spirit you will begin to feel. You are in the place of prayer and suddenly you feel joy. You may not understand what is happening to you, but that impression is already a communication. Now, if you don't become intentional of these small impressions, these tappings of the Spirit, you will never hear the Spirit of God. God is speaking to Elijah, and he's telling Elijah that Elijah is praying to hear the voice of God. And the Lord says, I will appear to him. The first instance God comes to him is in the rumbling of, but the Bible says he was not in that. Until Elijah was able to settle down to hear that still voice. So, those small impressions are the beginning of you building how to hear him. When you pray and you feel joy, you must stop and make a pause and ask yourself intentionally, why am I feeling what I'm feeling now? Because your soulish realm will always pick signals in the spirit. Your soulish realm will always speak signals of what the Spirit of God is saying. Your soulish realm may not understand. Your emotion may not understand what the Spirit of God is saying. Your mind may not comprehend what the Spirit of God is saying. But when every time your soulish realm picks something in the Spirit, it will communicate to you. So you need to pause to know what the Spirit of God is saying. Why am I feeling this joy in the place of prayer? Why am I feeling this peace in the place of prayer? Why am I feeling this heat in my body when I'm praying? These are small things, but when you begin to become intentional about them, you are developing your hearing in the Spirit. So, the Spirit of God leads us through inner impressions, convictions, tappings. The Bible says that as many as are led, so there is the leading. That leading brings you to some impressions in the Spirit. Number three. Number three is that you must understand that if you want to accurately begin to hear the voice of God, you must come to the place of building building what we call channels. Let me use that word. Building channels that allows for him to always find a place to access you. This is the power of altars. When you want to hear God, you need to know that the Spirit of God is always trying to find a way to connect with you. So you must be available to create that system for him to always find you. What we are doing this morning is that we are creating an environment for the Spirit of God to minister to us. We have come. We have left our work. We have left our homes. We have gathered. The purpose of our gathering is that we intentionally are asking him to speak to us. So there is worship going on, preparing our hearts so that he may speak. The word of God is being preached. God is speaking. All these things are being prepared so that he can find a way of ministering to us. This must not just be a church system, but it must be a daily thing that we do. We must be intentional. So, when I want the Spirit of God to speak to me, I don't just listen to every song. I become intentional about the songs I listen to. When I want the Spirit of God to speak to me, there is a posture my heart must be in. So, you will find, if I was driving, for an example, there is an atmosphere. There are people I can allow to sit with me in the car when I want to hear from him. There is an environment I begin to create in my car because I intentionally want to hear him. So I don't become careless. I can't be making stories and looking at my phone and chatting in Facebook and chatting in WhatsApp and I want to hear him. I begin to come out of distractions. I am creating channels for him to come. So I'm in my house and I want him to speak to me. I become intentional. Intentional. I will create an environment in my own house and tell him, Spirit of God, here is a place I would want you to speak to me. I'm away from distractions, away from television. You know, away from the anxiety of the world. I have stepped out just to allow you to minister to me. So if it's my bedroom, I've locked myself in my bedroom. And everything is shut for him to find expression. Am I communicating to somebody? So I must be practical with him. And I must create channels around me, systems around me, structure systems around me that will help him to always find me. Do you know the Bible says that God is seeking for worshipers? He's looking for us in a certain posture so that he can fellowship with us. So when I begin to develop that, he finds me. I must create those systems.
There is an hour in my life that he knows. He always finds me in the place of prayer. And even when I'm in the streets, I did not find myself. The prompting will start to happen in my spirit. You should be in the place of prayer. The Bible says, in the hour of prayer. So there was an hour called the hour of prayer. It was a system built around the disciples. They knew at this particular time we should be in the place of prayer. They had the instruction. We must build systems to hear his voice. Systems around our word life. When do you read the word? When do you pray? When do you just become still in his presence to hear his voice? Sometimes you walk into that room and what you want to build is just sit and tell him, I want you to speak to me. I'm not praying. I'm not reading the word. I just want to hear your voice. Sometimes you're just sitting then with worship. And you're just listening to worship. And as you continue to soak in worship, something is happening in your inner man. And suddenly, his majesty walks in. And he begins to address you. But systems must be built. Do we agree that relationship must be intentional? This is why she can travel to South Carolina just to go and be in a party of a friend's child. Because she's intentional about what? Relationship. If we are not intentional about our relationship with the Holy Spirit, there are important things he may not address with us. He wants to see that intentionality. We are available for his voice. Let me close by saying this. There is no pattern that you would follow to hear his voice. You must be intentional for him to teach you how to hear him. As you continue to grow with him, he will be pointing it out. Some of us will realize that the openings, how he always speaks to us, is through dreams. So every time we sleep, we must be intentional with our dreams. We can't be careless. You must ensure that your dreams are covered by the blood. You must ensure that you go to bed when you are at peace. You must ensure that your heart is never heavy when you go to bed. What are you doing? You are preparing a ground for the Spirit of God to minister to you. Some of us, it will be with a loud voice. So you must ensure that there is a dimension of you that preserves the things that comes to your ears so that you know how to hear him when he speaks loudly. You must shut distractions. So there are people that are quiet. It is not because they don't want to speak. They are preserving their hearing. But whichever way, you must walk with God until he avails that way that he always speaks to you. And when God begins to see your seriousness, he will always communicate. Serious people with God have a journal because you never know when God speaks.
Sometimes in the plane, he begins to address you. Sometimes in the car, he says, stops, and he wants to speak to you. God has humor. He can speak to you when you are bathing. He has humor. He can speak to you anywhere. But he wants to see that you are serious. When he has an appointment with you, there must be seriousness. The Lord bless you. Let me make a prayer over you in the name of Jesus. I want to pray that the Lord will open your ears. The Lord will open your eyes. The Lord will help you and take away every struggle and distractions of life that takes away the opportunity to hear his voice. The Spirit of God will help you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. You truly are good God. You desire us to hear you. The Bible says that you are our shepherd. We shall not want. You lead us. You restore us. You guide us. You protect us. But mostly, your voice is always a gift to us. In this season, in the name of Jesus, I pray with every man and woman listening to me that, Lord, let our ears be opened. Let our eyes see in the things of God. May we have preciseness and accuracy seeing and hearing from you. Father, we thank you. May that grace fall upon each one of us. May the spirit of wisdom and knowledge fall upon each one of us. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit of God, now we pray that you just take over and minister to us and speak to us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. May there be the washing of our minds. May there be the cleansing of our emotions. May there be the cleansing, my Father, of our will and our desires. Take out every single thing in our soulish realm that does not represent you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray. Every distraction is being taken away now. And your voice is becoming very clear. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jesus. As I'm praying, my eyes have opened. I'm just seeing angels. I'm seeing angels pouring oil on some of us. Pouring oil on some of us, ministering to our needs, even right now. There is an angelic visitation in the house. They're just pouring oil, taking away the scale in our eyes. And we are being gifted. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for being a good God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. May the Lord help that your dreams will never be dreams that are invaded by the demonic world. May the Lord help you us that from today, even as we open our scriptures, the Spirit of God will minister to us by His word. May the Lord help us that our secret place will be rich with His presence. When we get to the moments of fellowship, He will come and fellowship with us. He will minister to us. Thank you, Abba, our Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.